From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Attack in Afghanistan. A suicide car bomb Saturday ripped through a crowded area outside a government building in Kabul, Afghanistan. The terror attack is said to have killed at least 95 people and wounded more than 160 others. Reuters' Scarlett Savitanovich reports.
The blast occurred at a police checkpoint in an area near foreign embassies and government buildings. Saturday is a working day in Afghanistan, and the streets were busy when the explosion occurred. A representative of Italian aid group Emergency called the attack a massacre. This man, a witness, says he was sitting in his shop when he heard the blast, which shattered all the windows in the building. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. It comes only a week after the group attacked Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel, where more than 20 people were killed in an overnight siege.
That was Reuters' Scarlett Svitanovich reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the United States believed it was Russia's responsibility to curb Syria's use of chemical weapons. Speaking at a news conference in Poland, Tillerson stood by his earlier comments that the Russia-backed Syrian government may still be using chemical weapons against its own people following a suspected chlorine attack in eastern Ghouta.
The chemical weapons are clearly there. They're being used against civilian populations and the most vulnerable children inside of Syria. And I think President Trump was pretty clear the last time he saw this happen inside of Syria. So we are holding Russia responsible for addressing this.
Tillerson traveled to Europe earlier this week and made several stops before heading on to Switzerland for the World Economic Forum. This is VOA News. President Juan Orlando Hernandez was sworn in for a new term in the Honduran capital on Saturday. Hernandez promising to restore peace after an election marred by irregularities and allegations of fraud. Hernandez is Honduras's first president to be reelected. The 1982 Constitution bars presidents from seeking a new term, but he won a Supreme Court ruling a couple of years ago to get around that. Soldiers and police deployed tear gas to block thousands of demonstrators from marching to the National Stadium to protest inauguration. 14 people are dead Saturday after an early morning shootout at a Brazilian nightclub, according to state officials. The shooting happened in Fortaleza in the northeastern part of the country. The UN Children's Fund warns malnutrition rates among children in Venezuela are soaring because of the country's long-lasting economic crisis. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund is calling for coordinated and urgent action to reach children most in need. UNICEF says the most recent official government figures released in 2009 show 3.2% of children under 5 were suffering from wasting, a low weight-to-height ratio. UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouillerac says a report in August by the charity Caritas puts that figure at 15.5%.
The result of these more recent localized assessments are not representative of the wider population, but they are an indication of the continued deterioration in the nutritional status of children.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A Hollywood star says she's appalled by the plight of the hundreds of thousands of Rohingya who have fled to Bangladesh from Myanmar amid violence there. Here's Tansri Michelle Yeoh.
It is very important we are here because what the Rohingya people are going through are despicable and is very, very tragic. It should not be allowed. Every single one of them deserves to have the human rights that it should be given to them.
Yeoh visited a sprawling refugee camp in Bangladesh's Cox's Bazar district on Saturday. The world marks Holocaust Remembrance Day on Saturday, the anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz Nazi death camp in 1945. A candlelit vigil was held at sundown at the site of Auschwitz in Poland on Saturday as well. The U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington hosted officials too. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.